Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Biblical Giving, Bible Bits from Malachi. In this session, we'll be looking at Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 12, Unclaimed Blessings. The Bible speaks of a storehouse full of blessing, and much of its contents goes unclaimed by their beneficiaries. Why? Because few are willing to go after them. Look at our text, Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. We have reversed biblical thinking on tithing. We have assumed that tithing is the church trying to get our money. So we get defensive when we hear about it. Our thinking is the opposite of God's word. Tithing is for our own good, gratitude. In fact, tithing helps answer many of life's questions. Let us consider tithing in the context of four questions of life. First, how can I know God's will? Well, most Christians want to do God's will. If you struggle to know and do the will of God, well, begin where it's clear. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, the first part of it. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. God's will regarding tithing is very clear. Give at least a tithe. Giving at least a tithe is God's plan for you. And then second, how can I have stronger faith? Spiritual disciplines are strengthened by exercise. God knows what he's doing when he gives a command. Faith is built on trust. And where there's no trust, or there is no trust, if there's no risk involved. Look at the third part of verse 10. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. Acting in faith requires some kind of faith, some kind of trust. The tithe is a tenth of all income. The first tenth, not the last. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. It takes faith to give the first tenth of all income, but God promises to respond. The last part of verse 10. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And then third, how can I have joy in my life? Listen, generous givers experience the joy of God's care. Christians who tithe enjoy provision and protection. And Christians who don't tithe experience corruption. Haggai chapter 1, verses 2 to 11. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You've sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one's warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. When you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withhold its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land and on the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Tithing promises protection as well as blessing. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. What's the point? Tithing should be a joyful experience that brings blessings and great joy. Verse 12, and all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Well, let me ask you, how much blessing do you want from the Lord? I don't bother answering that question. It's revealed in your giving habits already. And then fourth, how can I have a thriving church? Most Christians want their church to thrive. When people in a church tithe, the church has more money available to pay expenses and expand the work. The church thrives and it's exciting. Look at the second part of verse 10. That there may be food in my house. The tithe is God's finance plan for the local church. The tithe is only for your local church. The tithe is not for other Christian works. Surplus is for them. The tithe is not to be divided up in any way. All, bring all the tithe. All means bring the whole thing together. If a local church is not meeting its financial needs, one of the places to look is non-tithing members. The robbery. Verses 8 and 9. Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, in what way we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Do you want a thriving church? Then don't complain. Don't grumble. Don't manipulate. Don't disrupt. Simply tithe. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You think about all that, and you have a great day.